They built Google in a garage in Menlo Park. They launched DoorDash from a Stanford dorm room. They created Tesla in a workspace in San Carlos. And now the state of California is forcing every single one of them to sell those companies just to pay a tax bill on money that doesn't exist. Larry Page didn't move to Miami because he likes the weather. Andy Fang didn't relocate to Texas because he wanted barbecue. They are economic refugees fleeing a tax code that treats their voting power as if it were cash in a checking account. Let me say that again. California is taxing billionaires not on the money they have, but on the control they hold. And when you tax control, you don't just lose the billionaire. You lose the entire company. I'm Dana Sterling, and this is Maddow News. If you want the only channel that's actually reading the tax documents that Sacramento doesn't want you to see, hit subscribe right now. Because what I'm about to show you isn't just about rich people leaving. It's about the systematic destruction of the innovation economy, and it's happening in real time. Before we dive into the numbers, tell me in the comments, what state are you watching from? Are you seeing businesses pack up and leave your area? I want to know if this is hitting your town yet. Now, let me be very clear about something. Many people are talking about California's exodus, but most of them don't understand the mechanism. They say it's about income tax. They say it's about regulations. They say it's about crime or homelessness. Those things matter, but they're not the nuclear bomb. The nuclear bomb is a specific provision in California's wealth tax proposal and current valuation laws that categorizes Class B voting shares as taxable assets at their theoretical liquidation value. Let me explain what that means in English, because this is where the trap closes. Imagine you own a house. It's worth $1 million on the market. You have the deed. You have the keys. But here's the thing. Those keys give you something beyond just living there. They give you control. You decide who comes in. You decide if you sell. You decide if you renovate. Now imagine the state government says, we're going to tax you not on the $1 million the house is worth, but on $10 million because your keys give you control. And control is valuable. You say, but I don't have $10 million. I just have a house. And they say, then sell the house. Sell your control. Pay us. That is exactly what California is doing to Larry Page. That is exactly what they're doing to every founder who holds Class B shares in a company they started. Let me break down the technical structure, because this is important. When you start a company like Google or DoorDash or Facebook, you typically issue two classes of stock. Class A shares are what the public buys. One share, one vote. Class B shares are what the founders keep. One share, 10 votes. Sometimes 20 votes, sometimes 50 votes. Why? Because it allows the founder to retain control of the company even after going public. Larry Page and Sergey Brin own roughly 14% of Google's economic value, but they control more than 50% of the voting power. That structure is what allowed them to make long-term bets like self-driving cars and quantum computing instead of just chasing quarterly earnings to please Wall Street. Now here's where California's law becomes a weapon. The state looks at those Class B shares and says, we're going to tax you on their full theoretical value, including the voting premium. What does that mean? It means if Larry Page's Class A shares are worth $10 billion in market value, California calculates his Class B shares as worth $30 billion because of the control premium. They're taxing him on $20 billion of value that only exists if he sells his control. But if he sells his control, he loses the company. It's not a tax. It's a forced sale disguised as a tax. Let me give you the numbers, because this isn't theory. This is happening right now. Larry Page's net worth is approximately $114 billion. Most of that is tied up in Alphabet stock. California's proposed wealth tax, combined with existing valuation formulas, would require him to pay approximately $2.3 billion per year. Every single year, not on income, not on gains, on the theoretical value of assets he hasn't sold. Now, Larry Page doesn't have $2.3 billion in cash sitting in a checking account. He would have to sell stock. And because his Class B shares are taxed at the control premium, he'd have to sell a disproportionate amount to cover the bill. Within 5 years, he'd lose voting control of Google. The company he built in a garage would no longer be his. So he left. He bought a compound in Miami. He established residency in Florida, a state with zero income tax and zero wealth tax. And he's not alone. Let me read you the list, because this is the most important economic migration in American history. Florida. Florida, Texas. Florida, Texas. Florida, David Sachs. Florida. Shamath Palihapitiya, Florida. Larry Ellison, Nevada. Andy Fang, co-founder of DoorDash, Florida. Drew Houston, CEO of Dropbox, Florida. Joe Lonsdale, co-founder of Palantir, Texas. These aren't just rich guys buying vacation homes. These are the people who built the companies that employ 300,000 workers in California alone, and every single one of them is gone. Now, some of you are thinking, good, let the billionaires pay, they can afford it. And I understand that instinct, I really do. But let me show you what happens when they leave. California's state budget for the fiscal year 2024 was $311 billion. The top 1% of earners, most of whom are these tech founders and executives, paid 42% of the state's income tax revenue. That's roughly $54 billion. Now, let's say just 10% of that top 1% leaves. That's $5.4 billion in lost revenue every single year, forever. And it's worse than that, because when the founder leaves, the company starts to leave too. Look at Oracle. Larry Ellison moved to Nevada. 2 years later, Oracle moved its headquarters to Texas. Look at Tesla. Elon Musk moved to Texas. Tesla moved its headquarters to Texas. Look at Palantir. Joe Lonsdale moved to Texas. Palantir moved to Colorado and then started expanding in Texas. The pattern is clear. The founder goes, the company follows, and the tax base collapses. Here are the numbers Sacramento doesn't want you to see. California's budget deficit for 2024 is $68 billion. $68 billion. How did that happen? Because the wealthy left and the spending didn't stop. The state kept promising everything to everyone. High-speed rail that doesn't run, homeless programs that don't house people, schools that don't teach. And they funded it all on the assumption that the rich would stay and pay forever. But the rich didn't stay. They looked at the math, they hired the accountants, and they moved to states that don't treat success as a crime. Let me show you the human cost. Because this isn't just about billionaires. This is about everyone. When Oracle left California, they didn't just move Larry Ellison's desk. They moved thousands of jobs. Engineers making $150,000 a year, project managers making $200,000, marketing directors, sales teams, entire departments, all gone. And those people paid taxes too. They bought houses. They ate at restaurants. They sent their kids to schools. When you lose the company, you lose the entire ecosystem. I spoke with a small business owner in Redwood City. His name is Miguel. He ran a catering company that serviced tech offices, Google, Facebook, Apple, Oracle. He had 30 employees. When Oracle left, he lost 18% of his revenue overnight. When Facebook and Google started downsizing their California offices, he lost another 25%. Last month, he closed his business after 19 years. 19 years. He told me, I don't blame the billionaires for leaving. I blame the politicians who chased them out. And he's right, because here's what Gavin Newsom doesn't understand. You cannot tax your way to prosperity. You cannot punish success and expect it to stay. Every single state in the union is competing for these companies. And states like Texas and Florida are offering them everything California used to have. Low taxes, functional infrastructure. Governments that don't treat businesses like enemies, and it's working. Texas added more than 400,000 jobs last year. Florida added 370,000. California lost 89,000. The Golden State is bleeding, and the governor is standing there with a bucket trying to catch the blood instead of stopping the wound. Let me explain the Class B share mechanism one more time, because this is the key to everything. When California assesses the value of Larry Page's Class B shares, they don't just look at the market price. They add a premium for voting control. That premium is typically calculated as the differential between what a strategic buyer would pay for control versus what a passive investor would pay for shares. In Google's case, that control premium is estimated at roughly 200%. That means California is taxing Larry Page on 3 times the market value of his shares because they believe his control is worth that much. But here's the insane part. That control is only worth that much to him. If he sells it, it's worth nothing because he loses the company. So California is taxing him on value that evaporates the moment he pays the tax. It's economic insanity. And it's not just happening to billionaires. This same logic is being applied to family businesses across the state. I spoke with the owner of a mid-sized manufacturing company in Fresno. His name is David. His grandfather started the company in 1953. It's now worth approximately $40 million. David owns 60%, which gives him control. Under California's valuation rules, his 60% is being assessed at $72 million because of the control premium. His annual property tax basis, combined with the proposed wealth tax, would be $900,000. The company's annual profit is $1.2 million. After paying himself a salary and reinvesting in equipment, he has maybe $300,000 in free cash. He cannot pay $900,000. So what are his options? Sell the company, lose control. Fire employees and liquidate assets. Or leave California. He's leaving. He's moving the entire operation to Arizona. 73 jobs gone. And he's not alone. According to a study by the Hoover Institution at Stanford, California lost 352,000 residents to other states in 2023 alone. That's net loss, meaning after accounting for people moving in. And it's accelerating. The Public Policy Institute of California released a report in December 2024 showing that business relocations out of California were up 47% compared to 2022. 47% in 2 years. Now, let me show you the physical proof. Because some people will say this is all speculation. It's not. Go to San Francisco right now. Walk down Market Street. Count the empty office buildings. Count the for lease signs. I'll save you the trip. According to CoStar, a commercial real estate analytics firm, San Francisco's office vacancy rate hit 36.2% in the third quarter of 2024. 36%. That's the highest in the nation. And it's not because of remote work. It's because the company's left. Salesforce is subletting entire floors. Meta has abandoned multiple buildings. Google has paused expansion plans. The city that was the global capital of innovation is turning into a ghost town. And here's the kicker. Gavin Newsom knows this is happening. His own Department of Finance released a report in November 2024 warning that high income tax migration is creating a structural deficit that cannot be closed without major spending cuts or tax increases on the middle class. In other words, the billionaires left, so now the burden falls on you. The teacher making $65,000, the nurse making $80,000, the electrician making $75,000. You're going to pay for the programs that were designed to soak the rich, because the rich are gone. Let me tell you what's coming next, because this is the bigger picture. California is not unique. New York is trying to pass a similar wealth tax. New Jersey is considering it. Massachusetts already passed a millionaire's tax, and every single one of these states is watching California to see if they can get away with it. If California succeeds, if they somehow manage to extract wealth from people who've already left, every blue state in the country will copy the model. And if California fails, if the exodus turns into a collapse, it will be a warning to every other state, don't chase your tax base away. But here's the thing. It's already too late for California. The damage is done. The billionaires are gone. The companies are leaving. The middle class is getting crushed. And the politicians are still pretending this is sustainable. Gavin Newsom went on television last month and said California is still the fifth largest economy in the world. And that's true for now. But it was the fourth largest 2 years ago. It's falling. And it's falling fast. Let me give you the numbers one more time, because I want you to understand the scale. California's GDP in 2023 was $3.9 trillion. Texas was $2.4 trillion. But Texas is growing at 3.1% annually. California is growing at 1.2%. At that rate, Texas will surpass California in GDP by 2035. And that's assuming California doesn't shrink, which it might. Because when you lose your top earners, your most innovative companies, and your entire venture capital ecosystem, growth doesn't just slow, it reverses. Here's what I want you to take away from this. The California exodus isn't about politics. It's not about red versus blue. It's about math. It's about basic economic reality. If you tax people on money they don't have, they leave. If you treat control as cash, you force founders to sell their companies. If you punish success, you get less of it. This is not complicated. A high school economics student could predict this outcome, but the politicians in Sacramento either don't understand it or they don't care. So what happens now? I'll tell you what happens. Silicon Valley dies. Not slowly, not gradually. It's already happening. The venture capital firms are opening offices in Austin and Miami. The startups are incorporating in Delaware and headquartering in Texas. The engineers are taking jobs in Nashville and Phoenix. The entire ecosystem that took 70 years to build is disintegrating in less than five. And the people who will suffer the most aren't the billionaires. They'll be fine. They have planes and accountants and lawyers. The people who will suffer are the workers, the small business owners. The families who bought houses, assuming California, would always be the land of opportunity. I want to read you something. This is from a letter that Andy Fang, co-founder of DoorDash, sent to the California Franchise Tax Board in September 2024. He wrote, "I built DoorDash to serve communities. I employed thousands of Californians. I paid hundreds of millions in taxes. And now you're asking me to pay taxes on assets. I cannot liquidate without losing the company I built. This is not tax policy. This is confiscation. I'm leaving not because I want to, but because staying is mathematically impossible." That letter is public record. You can read it yourself. And it's the most honest assessment of California's tax policy I've ever seen. Staying is mathematically impossible. So here's my final question for you, and I want you to answer this in the comments. Do you blame them for leaving? If you built a company from nothing, if you worked 100-hour weeks for 20 years, if you created thousands of jobs and paid billions in taxes, and then the government said, "We're going to tax you on money you don't have until you lose control of everything you built," would you stay or would you leave? Be honest. Because I think most of you would leave. I think anyone with a basic understanding of math would leave. And that's the tragedy. California didn't lose these billionaires because they're greedy. California lost them because the politicians are economically illiterate. Silicon Valley is dead. The Texas era has begun. And if you want to see which company leaves next, which founder flees next, which billion-dollar headquarters closes next, subscribe to this channel right now. Because I'm going to follow every single move, every bankruptcy, every closed office, every lost job. This is the biggest economic story of our generation. And the mainstream media won't cover it because it destroys their narrative. I'm Dana Sterling. And this is Matto News. The only place where the numbers matter more than the politics. Subscribe, comment your state, and share this video with everyone who needs to understand what's really happening to the American economy.